This is Conversations That Count. I'm Brent Cunningham. Today I'll be speaking with Pastor Gary Northrup, our senior pastor here at Timberline Church, and we'll be talking about our devotional life with God. We'll be looking at just some practical steps of things we can walk through in our mind as we think about developing that relationship with God. I hope you'll be as challenged as we are. Well, Gary, let me ask you a question. As you think back over your whole ministry, what have been the more challenging times to really spend some of the in-depth time with God, and why have they been challenging, and how have you overcome them?
Well, obviously there are so many times in my life when I've been, I think you get overwhelmed with work, family, you know, you're busy, you're raising kids, and you kind of begin to veer away from a discipline of just spending time with God and hearing His voice. And this culture, let's face it, it offers to fill up every second we have. And you look at these kids today with, you know, the iPods and the earphones and the music, and there's never a quiet moment. And
probably some of them listening right now, maybe.
And we're glad for that, and I'm not critical of it at all. I have some too, but I think the idea is, how can I, as a person, make some quality time where I'm not in this interrupted mode of texting someone and the phone's ringing and this is happening? And it's a challenge.
Yeah, it is. I was just talking with someone the other day about how multitasking is such a good thing, but at the same time, feeling like I'm so separated, you know, doing 100 different things that I can't be fully present, which is something that you talk a lot about, being fully present on one thing, right? Yep. And that has obviously a lot of application when we think about, okay, I want to be fully present with God right now. Maybe it's morning, maybe it's evening time, you know, whatever, I've got a few moments. That is a big challenge. I mean, our culture sort of teaches us otherwise.
I think it's actually, we're kind of afraid of silence, of quiet, you know, the whole thing like meditation, quiet prayer, the times of just listening have been almost left to mysticism and Eastern religions. And it's too bad, because the Bible really encourages us to have those quiet, still moments. And that's what I'm kind of trying to go for right now in my life, is just that place of peace with God, to where it's not, again, just doing something where I have to read this many chapters or I have to accomplish this workbook, but it's just hanging out with God.
Yeah. What are some of the primary avenues that you find that you really connect best with God on?
Probably the easiest for me is to, I have a chair at home. I like getting comfortable. I think it's important to find a place that you are really comfortable in, even the environment of the room, that it's peaceful to you. I have this little water feature that was given to me last Christmas that has this little sound of water, you know, that trickles. And I can go sit in that chair and kind of kick back. And I was always taught when we grew up, which was a good thing, we always turned in our chairs after breakfast and prayed. And we knelt down. And I believe in kneeling and humbling ourselves before God. But I think the deeper issue is God wants you to find a comfortable place where you can really relax and unwind. So I think just even body position, being comfortable, any sound, any environment, if you can close it in. And then what I try to do is just talk to God like I'm talking to you. Sometimes I'll just whisper kind of out loud so I can even hear myself say it. But have a conversation. Sounds, even saying this, I feel like I'm a schizophrenic or something. So I'm not saying that. But really having true conversations and listening to what you feel like God's saying in your spirit.
Do you think that every single time you spend time with God, it's got to be this earth-shaking, moving time? I mean, what about those times where you sit down, you read through a chapter, maybe it's just five verses, maybe it's the proverb of the day, whatever, and you don't feel, man, I got a lot out of it, or that really hit home? Is something wrong? I mean, am I not doing something right?
No, I think prayer and time with God is basically tedious and laborious. When I hear people say, man, I prayed for an hour today and I was so inspired and fired up, I'm thinking, boy, that's not how I feel when I pray for an hour. I'm numb and tired and ready to get on to doing something. So it's kind of fun to just confess that, to recognize that I don't I don't think it's very... I haven't had too many earth-shattering moments with God where some deep thing was revealed. I think for me, it's the discipline of anchoring in and giving God moments and asking Him for moments when He does share with my heart. Some of it's, Brent, you know what? Some of it's just replenishing strength. It's renewing my mind. I don't even think it's like, oh, you're going to be tempted today. You better have a strong mind because you're going to see something that's going to make you this. I think it's just that moment with God does prepare me. I'm putting armor on. I'm being built up and strong. So when I'm attacked in the middle of the day by Satan or somebody, a person, a harsh word, I'm not overreactive.
Hmm.
I'm gentle. I'm soft. I'm kind. And I'm not on edge.
Yeah.
Sometimes just that quiet time with God is what keeps me from being an on-edge kind of pushy person. And I want those traits of kindness and grace.
So it's kind of recalibrating ourselves almost.
Yeah, it feels to me like it boils down to that whole person, not just my mind where I've learned something new from my Bible study today, though that's important. Mm-hmm. But it's that recalibration, that's a good word, that says I'm coming back to where God wants me in my attitudes toward my wife, my kids, paying my bills, real life.
Yeah.
And sometimes that isn't fun stuff, facing tough issues in my own life.
What would you say to the person who says, okay, how much time do I spend? You know, I mean, sometimes I almost feel guilty because I might sit down and read or I pray, you know, in the car. But, I mean, do I need to spend an hour reading the Bible and prayer? You know, what's the ideal? Is there an ideal?
Yeah. You know, that's going to be a question that has to be personalized, Brent. I do have some set time early morning when I go to my place of prayer in my home. And it's about, you know, for me, it's anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour of just some solitude. I'll do some reading, some praying. It's a quiet time. It's before other people are up.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's a great time. But some people are not morning people. So there's no guilt here. It might just be that you're better to do that at night. And I don't think it's important to say it has to be this time frame. Obviously, it's 24/7. If you really look at it, what we're doing right now in the discussion and the contemplation about the things of God is all helping me recenter on Christ. And so every part of my day, whether it's in the car or at a meeting when I'm giving my mind to something else, I need to be aware that the Lord is with me. I need to be aware of His presence. But it is important not to just use that as a cop-out.
Right.
To really have some disciplined times. When I have study days, I hunker down and read and pray and read again and read some more. And sometimes I hate it because it's just boring and it's hard and I'm not getting anything out of it. And I'm trying to build a sermon and then I have to stop doing that and read it for learning. It goes on and on. So I think it's a mistake to get too locked into a pattern. But find what works for you. If it's morning, if it's night, if it's with an iPod. You know, some people who are listening to this can be a great devotional time for them. And take a moment after this is over and just take a time out with God and listen to His voice.
Yeah. You talked about a minute ago those times where it's just laborious, it's hard, you kind of just plow through, it's not easy. Do you think that kind of builds maybe stamina, endurance for those times when you really do feel like, boy, there is a connection, or maybe, you know, there is something mentally, you get some new realization, or just emotionally, God touches your heart. There's sort of maybe a deeper felt connection. And maybe those times of plowing through builds sort of the stamina up in your life so that you're more regular and then you can connect with God in a more intimate, in a deeper way. I don't know.
No, that's very good. I think you've just said it really well, is that I do believe that discipline, out of that discipline, comes the building of our character. And sometimes I just feel good when I come off to the office having known I was there this morning praying. And sometimes it's praying for my family or people in our church or ministries or the future. And it feels good to me to know I can stand before God or I can say to God, I have been available. And if you've wanted to share anything with me, you could have in that time. And sometimes He doesn't, but I know He could. And you know what? He always does when He should. I like that when I'm not running to God because I'm panicked, but I just have this staid way of saying, what's going on today, Lord? What's going to happen that I don't know about? Put anything in me right now that I would need to be ready for that surprise today that comes, and keep me gentle and keep me moderate in my attitudes and my life. It's like food. It's interesting. I have a friend right now who's on medication that takes his appetite totally away. But he has to eat out of discipline. He's lost 30 pounds. And he's thin. But he has to eat out of discipline. He doesn't want to eat. But he knows that what he puts in his body is going to be critical to his health. And I think the disciplines of prayer and spending time with God is a little like that. I can't tell you what I ate a week ago Thursday. But I know whatever it was added to my health today. And so day after day after day after day, I am a product of all of that stuff I've put in my body. Whether it's good or bad, I'm a product of that today.
For more information on this audio recording or others like it, go to www.brentcunningham.org. All Bible passages read on this recording were from the New International Version, unless otherwise noted.